I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hello, world. This is Deontay Henderson, welcoming you to another episode of Just Deontay. Thank you so much for tuning in. To all of you listeners out there, thank you. I appreciate your love and support. And to the new listeners out there, welcome to the show. So you're probably wondering, what was he just playing? Or you're probably wondering, why was he just playing the greatest rap song of all time, Cream by Wu-Tang Clan? Well, I'll tell you why. Here's the thing, guys. So I won't act like it. I won't fake. I won't lie to you. I love hip-hop, right? I've listened to hip-hop since I was a small child. But one group I have not really listened to, is Wu-Tang Clan. Why? Not because I was like, I'm not listening to them, all their trash, but I just really didn't hear much about Wu-Tang Clan. And you're like, what, whatever, how? It's kind of like that thing, like you just see it so much, like you hear about it so much that you don't hear it. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, so people mention it all the time, but you really just like, yeah, whatever. You just don't really grasp it. You're not really focused on them saying it. You're just like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, cool. I know one or two songs. I know Cream. I know M-E-T-H-O-D, Man, by Method Man, of course. But you don't really know the group. You don't know the music. You don't know the song. That was me. But recently, due to the epidemic, the quarantine, you have not too many options. You either, what I do a lot, you read, write, try to make use of your time, or in your downtime, or when you just don't feel like doing the other things, you get on the TV and you watch some Disney Plus, some Netflix, some Amazon Prime, or in my case, Hulu, right? So I'm on Hulu, and every time I get on Hulu, it pops up all the time, the Wu-Tang show. So Wu-Tang, they have like this biographic show about their life, how the members got to their point of success or whatever, their life story, and it's on Hulu, and it's supposedly it's really good, but I never just got into it. I was like, you know, I never really listened to Wu-Tang, so I was like, what's the point? I don't know the music, I don't know who they are, so what's the point? But every time I got on Hulu, it kept popping up. RZA's face kept popping up, so I said, all right, let me just go ahead and watch it. Watch the first episode, I was stuck. And then after that, I did my research on Google, so I listened to some more songs. And I'll say this, guys. I became a fan. Wu-Tang forever. Cream. Dollar bill, y'all. So look. I finally watched the show. I get into it, and I'm like, man, this is some good stuff. They really overcame a lot. Like, this, what they lived what they rapped about. And that was so inspiring. And I just kept watching. And you know, I love an underdog story. If you've been following me on this show, you know I love an underdog story. That's who I am, just to the core. I like seeing the guy who's not supposed to make it or being doubted get to the top, be successful. That's my theme. That's my thing. I don't know why. It's just who I am. So I see that theme in this show. And there comes a point in the show where RZA, this whole show, he's been telling his friends, his family that he wants to get into music. He loves music. He takes it serious. He's in the basement always working on beats and rapping. He loves music. But everyone's like, man, it's not going to work. You know, this isn't a realistic thing. Cut it out. Come sell drugs. Come make money. This is a waste of time. Like, this dream stuff is dumb, right? Finally, breaks out, becomes a solo artist. And when he was a solo artist, when he started out, he started off as Rakim. And then he had this song, and I don't know the name of the song, but if you go on YouTube, just write Rakim and write, just write I Love You Rakim, because like the girl, that might be the title actually of the song, I'm not sure. But the girls just said, go, I love you Rakim, and he's wearing like this stupid tuxedo, and it's a goofy video, but it's pretty cool. It's not horrible, but it's not him. And that's what he was telling the record label, the manager, the executive heads, the directors. Like, this isn't me, telling his friends, his family. But they're like, no, just do what we tell you to do and you'll be able to do your own thing later. We promise, we promise. And he finally goes, he listens to them. He doesn't want to do this video. He doesn't want to do this song. He feels like he has better material that they won't listen to. And no one's giving it a chance. And he finally does it. It comes out. And he goes to the label. And the label basically tells him, hey, this was your test run. We gave you a shot to make a song and a video.
it didn't go well. You didn't do well. You didn't perform how we wanted to as far as statistics goes. Like, numbers and money, it just didn't match what they wanted. So they said, this is what we're going to do. We gave you one song. We gave you a chance. We let you go on tour. We're dropping you. Thank you for your time. Goodbye. And he's like, what? You made me do this stuff. I didn't want to do this. You guys made me do this. And they're like, hey, that's the business. Goodbye. Get out of our face. He's like, wait. I have a group, though. I got me and my friends. We're good. You know, we got some kung fu noises going in the background. We all rap. And the lady's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And just doesn't even look at his tape. Doesn't even give it a chance, right? He goes to his manager and he's like, manager, they dropped me. And he's like, he said, what are we going to do about it? And the manager says, I don't know what you're going to do about it, but I got to take care of my other artists. And basically right in front of him, he gives up on him and goes to help another artist who actually ends up being a part of Wu-Tang later on. But he's like, hey, I don't know what to tell you. We gave it a shot. You got further than a lot of people would have ever got. Maybe this music thing isn't for you. He's like, bro, but I can make beats. I can produce. And he's like, I got a group, you know, me and my homies, we made some music and we can be really good together, man. Trust me. He's like, nah, man, it's not going to work. I'm going to have to let you go. And he gives up. And I'm bringing this up to you guys because, you know, I love the underdog story, right? I said it before. It upset me because I'm like, this dumb manager doesn't see that this guy, RZA, who you were calling Rakim at the moment, is going to become this big star, this big legend. You see his drive. You see his determination. You see his desire to be something special, something great. And what you do is tell him it's not going to work for you. Nah, you should try something else. Nah, you should give up. Nah. And I made you do my plan. It didn't work. Goodbye. I give up. I don't want to hear anything from you. It's over. Have a nice life. And that upset me because I've felt that before. I've gotten that before. And I know lots of people have gotten that before. Michael Jordan got it before when he was in high school and he got cut. Michael Jackson got it when he was a kid. And they're like, you can't be a star. You're from Gary, Indiana. This is not going to happen. You're not going to be the biggest pop star on the planet. And he's like, yeah, watch this. Tiger Woods did it when he recently won the Masters again. You're too old. You're washed up. Your head's not in anymore. You don't have the talent anymore. Just won the Masters. Who else? You have stories like this all the time. Muhammad Ali, you can't be the heavyweight champion of the world. You can't come back. There's no way. Like Barack Obama, I'm pretty sure they laughed him out of classrooms when he was in high school and college and said, I'm going to be president of the United States one day. And they're like, man, get out of here. Your name's Barack Obama. You're black. That's not happening. Shut up. And the thing that gets me upset is that these are legends. These are legendary people who are in these people's presence. Like, you have the opportunity to be a part of this person's story in a positive way to help them reach their full potential. And you can't see that. You don't see their hunger, their desire to be great. You just give up on them and say, nah, this will never be. Goodbye. See ya. Get out of my face. And because of that, as opposed to you being a part of their good story, you're the person that they refer to as my haters, my doubters. And you could have been a motivator. And to those of you listening, you're in those two categories. You're either a dreamer and you really want something and everyone's telling you no. Or not everyone, but there's some people telling you no. Or you're the doubter who are telling people no, you can't do it. Whether you're the dreamer or the doubter, I want you to know this. That dreamer that's truly hungry like they say they are and they have this desire and they really are willing to work towards what they want. You, Mr. Doubter, Mrs. Doubter, you can't stop them. You can deter them. You can harm them. You can probably mess them up a little bit. You can set them back just a little bit. But you can't stop them from getting to where they're supposed to get to. So if you're that doubter and you're catching yourself and you know it, how about you change your energy towards that person or those people that you're, you know, giving negative vibes to? How about you be a motivator, be an uplifter so they can thank you later for their success story? I mean, they're going to in somehow, some way, but how do you want it? Do you want them saying at the Oscars, it's because of Miss Lindenbaum that I'm here today. She said I couldn't do it. I had to prove her wrong. Or do you want them to say, it's because of Miss Lindenbaum that I'm here today. She told me that I could be something great. So to the doubter out there, which person do you want to be? To the dreamer, shut up. Stop crying. Keep going. It's going to happen. Just stay focused. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. And even if it doesn't happen how you want it to, something good will happen from your hard work, your determination, your dedication. Trust me. This is Deontay Henderson saying, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Thank you for your time and God bless.